Ay. Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa, Parvajakacharya, Sarasata, Sri Srimadas, Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami, Prabhupada, Kijai, Anantakoti, Vaishnavindi, Kijai, Iskan, Founder, Acharya, Sri, the Prabhupada, Kijai, Namacharya, Sri, the Haridas, Thakur, Kijai, Prames, Gahoshi, Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Sri, Advaita, Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath, Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Mayapur Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai, Dwarka Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Mayi Ki Jai, Yamuna Mayi Ki Jai, Srimati Talasi Devi Ki Jai, Gaur Premananda, Samaveda Bhaktivinda Ki Jai, All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, The Forest of Enjoyment, Text 38. It's a long Sanskrit prose text and a long translation, so I'm just going to read the translation. The path of this material world is full of material miseries, and various troubles disturb the conditioned souls. Sometimes he loses, and sometimes he gains. In either case, the path is full of danger. Sometimes the conditioned soul is separated from his father by death or other circumstances. Leaving him aside, he gradually becomes attached to others, such as his children. In this way, the conditioned soul is sometimes illusioned and afraid. Sometimes he cries loudly out of fear. Sometimes he is happy maintaining his family. And sometimes he is overjoyed and sings melodiously. In this way, he becomes entangled and forgets his separation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead since time immemorial. Thus, he traverses the dangerous path of material existence, and on this path, he is not at all happy. Those who are self-realized simply take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to get out of this dangerous material existence. Without accepting the devotional path, one cannot get out of the clutches of material existence. The conclusion is that no one can be happy in material life. One must take to Krishna consciousness. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. By thoroughly analyzing the materialistic way of life, any sane man can understand that there is not the least happiness in the world. However, due to continuing on the path of danger from time immemorial and not associating with saintly persons, the conditioned soul, under illusion, wants to enjoy this material world. Material energy sometimes gives him a chance at so-called happiness, but the conditioned soul is perpetually being punished by material nature. It is therefore said, Dandya, let's see, Dandajane Raja Yena Nadite Chubaya, from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 20, text 118. Materialistic life means continuous unhappiness, but sometimes we accept happiness as it appears between the gaps. Sometimes a condemned person is submerged in water and hauled out. Actually, all of this is meant for punishment, but he feels a little comfort when he is taken out of the water. This is the situation with the conditioned soul. All the Shastras therefore advise that one associate with devotees and saintly people. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kai, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, text 54. Even by a little association with devotees, the conditioned soul can get out of this miserable material condition. This Krishna consciousness movement is therefore trying to give everyone a chance to associate with saintly people. Therefore, all the members of this Krishna Consciousness Society must themselves be perfect sadhus, must be perfect sadhus in order to give a chance to fallen conditioned souls. This is the best humanitarian work. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. This material world is a place of suffering, and the only way out is the association of devotees of Lord Krishna. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada says, all members of the Krishna Consciousness Society must themselves be perfect sadhus in order to give a chance to fallen conditioned souls. This is the best humanitarian work. Rupa Goswami says, Adal Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya. First, there has to be a little bit of faith, Shraddha. And then one desires to associate with devotees. And actually that faith is created, you know, by devotees. If we see devotees who are sincerely practicing the principles of Krishna consciousness, as outlined in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, that creates some faith. in a conditioned soul. And such a fortunate conditioned soul then desires to associate with such persons, and after associating with them begins to practice devotional service himself. Then anartha nivritti, and by practicing devotional service, the unwanted things in the heart are gradually dissolved, and one makes progress in devotional service. You know, I had personal experience of this myself sometime in the early 1970s, 1973. You know, I received a copy of Bhagavad Gita as it is at a Grateful Dead concert in upstate New York. And I took the book home and I read it. And I thought it was a very good book. I liked reading it. But I didn't have any clue that there were temples or anything like that at that time. I just thought, there's some books, somebody's writing these books, somebody's printing them, I got one. But gradually, I found out that there were temples, and I visited a temple, finally, and I was really quite surprised to see that in the temple there were people actually following the principles of the book that I'd read, you know, Bhagavad Gita. I was quite surprised to see that, because when I was in university and in the Navy and hanging out with my friends in various places, we would often discuss various philosophies, but nobody ever dreamed of actually living it. It's all just theoretical. So when I saw that the devotees in the temple were actually living the life of Bhagavad Gita, following the principles, that created some faith in me, some shraddha. And that made me desire to further associate with them. And after some association, I gradually started the process of bhajana kriya, you know, practical devotional service, you know, which culminates with taking initiation from, you know, a bona fide spiritual master. And from that platform, you know, one can make further advancement. Gradually, the anartas, the unwanted things, the unwanted habits, thoughts, feelings begin to lessen. And one begins to develop a further faith called nishta, an unbreakable commitment to the practice of Krishna consciousness. With initial faith, one might think, well, I'll try that for a few days, a few weeks, a few months. Maybe I'll keep up with it, maybe not. But if one actually does take up the process of Krishna consciousness and experiences the anartas going away, this generates another type of faith called nishta, which means one is firmly committed to the process of Krishna consciousness. And on that foundation, genuine attraction to Krishna consciousness develops, and beyond that, you know, even higher stages of Krishna consciousness, culminating finally in pure love for God. So we're on that path, but why are we on that path? It's because unless we happen to have been born in the Krishna consciousness movement, many people have been born in the Krishna consciousness movement, but for many of us, our contact with the Krishna consciousness movement came through the association of devotees that we met, you know, at some point in our lives, and that created a little faith, a little desire to take up, you know, the process of devotional service ourselves. Now, Srila Prabhupada is saying here again, therefore all members of this Krishna consciousness society must themselves be perfect sadhus in order to give a chance to the fallen conditioned souls. And Srila Prabhupada makes this point throughout his teachings. Janma sartaka kari, kari para upakara. One should first make one's own life perfect, then one will be able to help others. Lord Chaitanya himself demonstrated this. Apini Achari. Apini Achari Prabhu Jivara Shikshaya. It's from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It said, Lord Chaitanya demonstrated Krishna consciousness by his own personal example, and thus he was able to give instruction to others. So this phrase, Apini Achari, is found in several places in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the meaning is, you know, Lord Chaitanya, by his personal activities, demonstrated Krishna consciousness, and thus, you know, he was able to influence others. Apini Achari. So this is very necessary. We are all meant to be acharyas in the sense that we are meant to not simply speak Krishna consciousness ourselves, but we are meant to also live according to the principles of Krishna consciousness. And, you know, it's said in English, example is better than precept. So the precept may be there, but it's much more powerful if the person giving the precept or the teaching is actually living those teachings. Srila Prabhupada was often making statements like that, saying, for example, how can I ask somebody to give up smoking if I am still smoking? This is you know, basic principle of Krishna consciousness. So, so we are meant to be on the path of perfection. I mean, we may not have attained, you know, the perfect stage ourselves, but we should be situated on the path of perfection. And in that way, we can attract others to the path of perfection. That is, you know, the meaning here. And to do that, you know, we have to follow the principles of Shastra. Yashastra vidim utrijya vartate kamakarata nasa siddhim avapnoti nasukam naparam gatim. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, those who give up or reject the teachings of Shastra, either the philosophical teachings or the practical instructions for how to live our lives in Krishna consciousness, and who instead, vartate kamakarata, simply do as they please, according to their own kama, according to their own selfish desire, such persons do not achieve perfection. They're not even situated on the path of perfection. Nasasadim avapnoti, they don't attain perfection. Nasukam, they don't attain real happiness. There is some apparent happiness in the material world, but you know, Srila Prabhupada compares it here to the prisoner who is dunked beneath the water and then lifted up above the water briefly, then dunked under the water again, repeatedly. You know, this goes on. So the whole thing is meant for punishment. The whole process, sort of like waterboarding or something like that. The whole process is meant for discomfort. It's punishment. But still, in the course of the punishment, when one gets a chance to have one's head above water for a brief moment and suck in some air, it feels good. But the whole process is punishment. And you know, Srila Prabhupada here in this purport is comparing material happiness to that. It's always connected with suffering. It's always part of the program of punishment of the conditioned souls by the material energy. But we may take it falsely as enjoyment, but it's not real enjoyment. You know, the real enjoyment comes from awakening the blissful spiritual nature of the Atma or the Self in relationship, and a relationship of loving service with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if one is following the principles of Shastra, following Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu, then one can come to the perfect stage, or at least be on the path of perfection and on the way to the perfect stage. And the example of such a person is valuable. Yad yad acharti shrestas, tad tad evetaro jana, sayat pramanam kurute, lokas tad anavartate. You know, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that example is very, very important because people tend to follow the examples that leaders set by their actions. So, so Srila Prabhupada is saying here, again, all the members of this Krishna consciousness movement must themselves be perfect sadhus in order to give a chance to the fallen conditioned souls. Does anybody have any question or comments? Yes, Prabhu. Well, for us, it means being on the path of perfection. Being on the path to becoming a perfect sadhu, accepting that as a goal and doing everything necessary to gradually achieve that goal, because Krishna consciousness is a gradual process. You know, the path of devotional service as outlined by our acharyas goes in different stages. But Srila Prabhupada often gave the example of a mango. You could have a mango, maybe an unripe mango, but it's still a mango, and under the proper conditions it will become ripe. So if we're properly situated in devotional service, if we're following the instructions that Srila Prabhupada gave, then gradually we will become more and more pure until we achieve complete, you know, perfection. Bhaktiya mam abhijananti yavan yaschasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato gyatva vishate tadanantaram. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, we have to be performing bhakti, you know, devotional service, because that's the only way to achieve, you know, perfection, perfect knowledge of Krishna. We could say perfection means perfect knowledge of Krishna in our relationship with Him. So, bhaktiya mam abhijananti yavan yaschasmi tatvataha. The process of bhakti yoga can take us to the position of knowing Krishna perfectly in truth. But it's a gradual process. And then tato mam tatvato gyatva. Then one finally attains that, then one becomes qualified to enter into Krishna's direct association, to enter His abode. So at least we should be on that path. And, you know, there are, you know, so many descriptions in the works of our acharyas and in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam about the different stages that one passes through on the way to perfection. The different qualities of a sadhu are listed in many places, so we can see if we're developing those qualities. And if we situate ourselves in that path, then eventually we will come to the stage of being perfect sadhus. But for us, I take it to mean we should be on that path of perfection and following the rules and regulations, performing sadhana bhakti to the best of our ability, performing missionary activities of the kind that Srila Prabhupada set out, you know, for us to the best of our ability, working cooperatively in the association of devotees to the best of our ability. That is what I would call being a perfect sadhu. Anybody else have any thoughts on that? Yes?
With regard to this question of what is a sadhu, I remember Satsarup Maharaj once made a comment that Srila Prabhupada said that all the devotees who are sincere, who are practicing Krishna consciousness, are occupying the post of Mahatma.
Sura.
My name for sadhu is sadhaka, or one who practices sadhana. In the Sanskrit language, sadhaka. Sadhaka bhakta. Sadhu is a sadhaka. And in the ancient Hebrew language, the word for a saint or a saintly person is a tzaddik. Same exact pronunciation. A tzaddik and a sadhaka. These are sadhus who have sadhana, the practice of devotional service.
Okay. Did I see a hand over here? Did somebody want to say something on this side? No? Okay. This, Srila Prabhupada is commenting on the fact that there's not any real happiness at all. It says, by thoroughly analyzing the materialistic way of life, any sane man can understand that there's not the least happiness in this world. Not the least real happiness. Of course, until we truly understand that, you know, if we're thinking there is some least bit of real happiness in this world, then we're more or less condemned to remain here until we become convinced. It says, it means we're still, if we're thinking that there's some least bit of real happiness in the material world, then it appears, according to what Srila Prabhupada is saying here, is that we're not quite sane yet. So I know I'm not quite 100% sane. You might think that there's some happiness to be achieved in this material world through contact of the material mind and the material senses. It's quite a dangerous situation. Srila Prabhupada is describing the conditioned soul in the forest of enjoyment, saying sometimes he's separated from his father by death. So all of us have or had a father. And, you know, we felt protected and supported, you know, by the father. But eventually, that father is separated from the child or the family members by death. I always kind of wondered, even before I came to Krishna consciousness, when I was a teenager or about that age, I always wondered, well, what is going to happen? when the father, the mother, they're no longer there, how will things go on? Things do go on. But as long as we're trying to take shelter of something other than the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his pure devotees, then we're going to encounter some disappointments and frustrations. I mean, sometimes we may be happy, sometimes, you know, happy in quote marks, you know, happy in the material sense. But here it says sometimes he's singing out of happiness and other times he's wailing, crying loudly out of fear. So this is, you know, the nature of material existence. There's happiness and distress. But devotional service, the happiness that comes from devotional service is beyond that. Sukham atyantikam yat tat. It's unlimited spiritual happiness that's beyond what the materialist or the conditioned soul knows as happiness, which is temporary and which will eventually transform again into some kind of unhappiness. The verse says, the conclusion is that no one can be happy in material life. One must take to Krishna consciousness. And on the basis of that conviction, we're all here. So we just have to stick to it for the rest of this life, and that way we can help ourselves and also help others. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai.